Okay, we're talking about the Los Angeles County Fair, which is absolutely an institution of the highest order.
Charles Phoenix, self-proclaimed histotainer, that's historian and entertainer. He is back on our program to share his obsession today with the Los Angeles County Fair. It's going on right now. The LA County Fair is the largest in the country. It's been held on the Pomona Fairground since 1922, 84 years. Charles loves it because it's a window into the past, living history. Take it away, Charles.
It is a treasure trove of vintage architecture, neon signs, exhibits, displays, demonstrations, contests, food, rides, races. There's so much to see here. We're going to be here for a while, you know. Hi, my name is Charles Phoenix. We're with National Public Radio. You know NPR? Yeah, what is your name?
Mickey.
What are you doing here, Mickey?
I'm supposed to represent a pioneer woman playing pioneer games. This is I guess you could call a button spinning game. Then we have this beanbag toss where you throw a beanbag up in the air and try to toss it on the other side in the can. Why don't you demonstrate, Adam?
That takes some skill to throw a beanbag between two cat food cans.
Go ahead and try it.
No, I love that. Let me try.
Or tuna.
I'm very good at stuff like this. Watch.
Almost.
Sorry. Never mind.
Almost.
I was never good at sports.
Here's why we sell so many of them. We've been here for 20-some years. Not your carpet.
So, yeah, the people doing the, you know, all the demonstrations and trying to sell you the Miracle Carpet Cleaner and the no-stick cookware and all that stuff, it's incredible. It's living theater. It's something we should cherish. These people, they're like entertainers. They're actors. They're salesmen.
Your waste, that the dirt can't hurt and the fiber's good for you.
Wait, excuse me. If you spill, like, your martini in the carpet and then you soak it up with this Miracle Chamois,
recycle it.
You literally put it, squeeze it right back into
Look
the martini glass.
Dude, you got it. You pulled it all the way up the floor. The soda's in the towel. Look, just go back and wring it out. Betty, I'd whoever knocked their drink over, while they're not looking, a couple of fresh ice cubes, they never knew they dropped their drink.
Would that be a dirty martini? Okay, now we have just entered the big livestock barn, and quite frankly, it smells in here. So this has to be the biggest cow on earth. It is so gigantic. I'm not sure. I'm wondering if it will moo for us. Moo! No, it's not going to do it. Sir, we're trying to get a sound effect of the cow mooing. We're a National Public Radio. Would you moo for us so we have the sound effect? Because my sound effect is not going to work. Maybe yours work. Could you moo, please?
Sure.
Moo!
Did that work?
No, that wasn't very good. Can you try that again, please?
Moo!
That was incredible. That was much better. Hi, sir. We're with National Public Radio, and we're going to bid on a horse, but we don't know how to do it. Can you help us?
Sure.
Mambo Dancer, number 6.
So you want win, place, or show? You'll get paid all three prices.
Okay, well, if we're going to come back to you just to figure out if we won, period.
That's a deal.
Because otherwise, we're not sure we're going to know.
Okay.
Go, 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 go!
Faster, faster!
Oh, he won! We won! We won! Our horse came in first place! So excited. That is so much better. Winning is so much better than losing, let's face it. Okay, let's go collect our money. So we more than doubled our money.
Yes, we got $760 profit.
Well, you know what that the little profit of the winning is going to buy, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
A big, juicy, deep-fried Twinkie.
There you go. Where do you get those?
That's what I'm trying to find. I thought there were deep-fried Twinkie stands everywhere, and I haven't found one of them yet.
I haven't seen any.
Well, I'm a little disappointed that I was never able to find the deep-fried Twinkie stand, but otherwise, my imagination is completely inspired. I know it doesn't really seem like it fits in L.A. County, but you know what? It's amazing to come and experience all things that are the Los Angeles County Fair and the fair city of Pomona. You know, Pomona was the Roman goddess of fruit, right?
That's histotainer Charles Phoenix. His new book is Americana, the Beautiful, Mid-Century Culture in Kodachrome. For more of Charles, and you know you want more of Charles, and pictures from the fair, go to our website, npr.org.
Well, Madeline, the cow wound up not mooing after all.
Didn't moo, Mike. Sure things. Never a sure thing.
No.
Well, except for this. There's more to come on Day to Day.